come on up and join us. This is wonderful. What a nice group. Room for everybody on the steps, huh? Good morning. Nice to see you all today. My name is Pastor Elizabeth, and I'm here just visiting this morning, and it's wonderful to be a guest here with you and to see everybody all lined up. Wow, what a nice group. And everybody looks wide awake. And everybody out here looks wide awake too, which is always a good thing on a day when you have a guest pastor. Everybody, nobody's asleep today, right? One of the things I wanted to talk to you about was waking up for Advent. Because in the Bible, this time of year, we are reminded that God wants us to wake up. Just to look around and pay attention so we don't miss any of the wonderful things God is doing in our lives. And I was thinking about I wanted to ask you if you ever have trouble waking up on Christmas morning. Anybody have trouble waking up Christmas morning? So do you sometimes kind of sleep in? Because you know you've been up late the night before, there's a lot going on, you're tired. Every once in a while, some of us have a little trouble. Some of us don't have trouble at all, right? Anybody the first one up in your house on Christmas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. Good job. Somebody's got to be first, right? Well, and some people, you know, they're a little tired or they might need a little help waking up. Of course, you know, if they slept till about, 10 or 11, want to let them sleep a while. But if maybe the grown-ups in your family were a little sleepy and you wanted to help them wake up, maybe you'd think about, you know, what might help you wake them up. And I have a little something that some people use to help wake up. Do you know what this is? Anybody see it? It looks like a drum, but if I turned it upside down, it would be a drum. But right side up, can you tell what that is? It's pretty small. You do. It's a little bowl. It's called a singing bowl. You want to show us how it works? That's good. Try hitting it right on the side. There you go. That makes a pretty good sound, right? Think that might wake somebody up? Not really. Well, you might have some better ways. But I also wanted to think about what do we do here at church to make sure that we wake up for Advent, to make sure that we wake up and look around and listen and notice the wonderful things that are happening as we're getting ready to celebrate Jesus coming into our midst. What are some of the things we do here to wake ourselves up? Anybody have any ideas? Yeah. We jump up and down? We could do that. Jump on the bed. Oh, you're thinking about waking up your parents. Oh, okay. Boy, once we get thinking about that, there are all kinds of possibilities, right? Well, hold that thought. You can check with your parents after church on whether they prefer the singing bell or another method. But in the meantime, let's think about how we're all going to stay awake at church. I have one thing that I love to wake up to at church, and that's the music. Do you all like to sing? Everybody sing? Well, be sure you keep on singing and listening to the beautiful music at church. What else do you see around here that might help us stay awake and notice that special things are happening? Yeah. What do you see up in the
ceiling? Horns.
The horns. You see the horns. And that helps us remember something wonderful is coming. How about the banners? Does anybody know what some of the words on the banners are up on the wall? Anybody want to help us? Anybody want to help us?
Hope.
That word. It's damn snowflakes on them. You're right. And hope. And what does that word say?
Peace.
Good job. And that word says
love.
What else do you see around you? You can even turn around and look behind you. What do you see on the table? The altar here. This table. Anything special? Candles. Sometimes we love to have candles in Advent. These are the candles that remind us that Jesus is coming, that remind us that Jesus is the light of the world, that he wants to shine in all of us. There are all kinds of things surrounding us. How about those shiny bows? Those look like something really special is happening. When you see a shiny bow this time of year, what does it make you think about? Anybody?
Presents.
Presents. Thank you. Presents. And what we really are remembering in church when we wake up and we pay attention and we look around and we listen, we're remembering the best present of all, that Jesus is coming. And Jesus is always with us. So let's have a prayer together, shall we? Bow our heads. Thank you, God, for giving us Jesus, the best present ever. And thank you for all the ways that you come to us and you love us and you give us each other to love. And you keep teaching us just how much you have to give. So keep waking us up, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Thank you all for being with me.